They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. Jesus responded, "Why are you afraid? You have so little faith." Then he got up and rebuked the wind and waves, and suddenly there was a great calm. The Sea of Galilee is not large. It's about 13 miles from north to south, and only about 8 miles at its widest point from east to west. Its location in the Jordan Rift Valley means that winds can quickly build up, and there are many accounts of sudden, violent storms on the lake. One might have thought that Jesus' disciples, many of whom were experienced fishermen, would have taken such a storm in their stride, but no, on this particular occasion, they were terrified. They thought they might die, and in their terror, they cried out to Jesus to save them. Jesus was fast asleep, but woke up to respond to their cries. He was appalled by their lack of faith, but duly rebuked the wind and the waves. The disciples were amazed by Jesus. They clearly still had a lot to learn about the kind of authority that Jesus had. It isn't only on the Sea of Galilee that violent storms can quickly blow up. They happen in life time and again. Perhaps an accident, a financial disaster, an illness or a relationship difficulty springs up, and everything suddenly looks completely different. In those moments, what we need more than anything else is the one thing that the disciples lacked. We need faith. We need confidence that Jesus is in control, and that, although he might seem to be asleep, he is the one who can bring us through the storm and give us his peace. Recently, I was blue-lighted to our local hospital. It was all rather dramatic as the ambulance raced through the streets with its sirens blaring. However, I have to say that through it all, I felt completely at peace. I was sure that I was in the safe hands of the paramedics and the NHS, but far more importantly, I knew that I had the greatest possible security because I knew that Jesus was with me. So let me ask you a question. What have you discovered of Jesus' peace in the storms of your life? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you are our peace, however big the storms of life might be. Thanks for joining me today. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or, of course, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. May God bless you today.
BMS World Mission, transforming communities around the world for over 200 years. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.